Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to go down to the southern border, which is a mess right now. And I'm a Democrat and a strong supporter of Joe Biden early on. But I'm going to throw out some friendly advice and some thoughts on what's going on down there and some suggestions. 172,000 people were apprehended at the southern border coming in illegally in March. There were 100,000 in February. For the first 3 months so far through April, we're only 50,000 short of the whole year's total for last year. In March, 18,890 were unaccompanied children. People just leave them at the border and leave. What's happened is, and this, I'll tell you why I think it happened and what I think we should do about it, and it's a very, very sad thing. There was a video of a 10-year-old boy from Nicaragua approaching the border, very emotionally upset, as he should be. What had happened was they did some background checking. He and his mother had come up from Nicaragua. She had thought that she would be let in because of things she'd heard about Biden. And they were rejected and sent back into Mexico. They were kidnapped by a Mexican gang. And they were put out for ransom. And they had a relative in Florida who had enough money, he could only ransom the boy. So they released the boy. The mother is still being held by the gang. I think we got to do something a little different. I think that people in Nicaragua and Guatemala and Honduras are being misled. I think the message from the administration that don't come now, don't come just yet, is a tease. It's a tease. It's basically saying you'll be able to come, just not right now. If you say that to anybody who's desperate, they're going to come. They're going to come. And what happens is you not only have thousands, many, many thousands of unaccompanied children, and what do we do with them? Find them, do you want to separate them from their family down there? Find them foster, take them away and find them foster homes, house them, educate them, give them health care. This is not the right way to do it. So here's what my thought is. First of all, those countries down there are corrupt. They're narco states. Mexico's a narco state. Honduras is a narco state. The Honduran president takes bribes from the cartels. Mexico, their defense minister, General Cienfuegos, took bribes from the cartels, tipped them off. Mexico objected when we put him on trial up here, and so we returned him to Mexico for trial, and they dismissed charges and honored him. Said it was a matter of their sovereignty, and their parliament overwhelmingly passed a bill that basically said they're not going to protect American drug agents anymore, and if an American drug agent has any contact with anybody down there, they have to report it to the government. The government's corrupt, senior people being bribed by the cartels, and it'll simply get back to the cartels. That's what's going on. So the average person in Mexico, Honduras, and a lot of these other countries says, how can I possibly continue to live here? If I put together a small business, I'm going to be extorted. A gang's going to come in. The government's a gang, basically. So what do we do? Well, there are long-term strategic things we're going to have to do. We have to work with opposition parties and get the crooks out of the government and get them in prison. We can give financial support to help make that happen. But in the short run, here's what's happening. There's the whole issue of the wall, remember, with Trump? Oh, no, we can't have a wall. Let me tell you something. The first wall, 300 miles, was built by Bill Clinton. And the first one was a wall between Tijuana and San Diego. If you hadn't had that, you could just walk from Tijuana into San Diego. It's like walking from Shorewood into Milwaukee, or walking from any suburb of Madison into Madison. That was essential, and it was supported by everyone, including Joe Biden. Then George W. Bush built some wall. And then Barack Obama built wall. Not the idea of a 2,000-mile wall for the whole border, but at pinch points, you have to have a wall. Democrats and Republicans, Obama, Biden, George W. Bush, all did it with the full support of the Senate. What Trump did is shut his mouth off and insulted people racially, and it overwhelmed the issue. But the fact is that when Biden stopped work on a couple of the pinch point walls, what's happening now is a swarm of migrants will come in. The Border Patrol will arrest some of them, and while they're distracted, the others will pour in and then say amnesty, refugee status. Many of them are being just released into the United States, said come back, they never come back. You can't continue to have this. You can't induce people, trick them into dropping their kids off, thinking that they're going to be okay, and then they get kidnapped by gangs. And a woman being held by that gang is a disgusting thing to even think about. We are misleading people in Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, and to some extent Mexico, into thinking that when it was said, don't come now, meant that maybe you can't come. It was a false and stupid thing to do. I'll call it out. I'll say it right now. What we've got to do is continue the small pinch point walls, which had bipartisan support for the last 30 years. What we've got to do is get more funding into those countries and remove the crooks and the criminals. It was wrong. It was absolutely wrong of Trump and crooked William Barr and lying Mike Pompeo to cave into Mexico and return Cienfuegos. They should have put him in our prison, told Mexico, you retaliate against our people down there and you'll have the economic might of the United States against you. You like trading with us, do you? Well, here's the deal. But no, they didn't do it. They knuckled under. They were weak, very weak. Trump is a very weak individual. But we have to be strong. What we're doing is misleading people at our southern border to come in, and it has terrible consequences. Children are being separated. They're being induced to be separated from their families. Women are being kidnapped. It's a 1,000-mile walk from Guatemala, and they're doing it. They're being assaulted. We have misled them. That has got to stop. And the pinch point walls have to be built, not the 2,000-mile wall. Open your eyes on the southern border. This is not an ideological issue. This is not where the authoritarian left of the Democratic Party is going to mandate anything or say we have to do anything. This is a matter of our national interest, and humanitarianism is what it is. Okay, we're going to go over to the Republican Party. You know, John Boehner, the former speaker from Ohio, former speaker of the House, he was a guy, in retrospect, looks like a builder, a conciliator, because he was the guy that was not ruled by the Tea Party caucus, which is was the precursor of the QAnon caucus, the violent nut job caucus. They were nuts in the making. They were fledgling nuts is what they were. And they wouldn't do anything decent and normal. So Boehner would get together as many Republicans as he could get who weren't bat feathers crazy. Then he was still short a few votes. He'd go to Nancy Pelosi and say, Nancy, I need 18 votes, 11 votes, 30 votes. And she'd rustle them up, went out there on the range and rustled them up. And that's how we governed. And actually, it was a good way to do it. Well, now he came out with another one. Today, this is no holds barred. He says that Jim Jordan is a terrorist. That's a direct quote. He tears things apart. Now, this is John Boehner. This is John Boehner, speaker, former speaker of the House. Paul Ryan succeeded him. Paul Ryan finally couldn't stomach Donald Trump. He left. We've had a series of pieces of work. Dennis Hastert, who went to prison. Very big pieces of work. Now, my God, Kevin McCarthy, minority leader. Bad news, but John Boehner stood tall. He said, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, who is also from Ohio, by the way, is a terrorist because he tears things apart. Said Ted Cruz is a jerk and an attention seeker. He tells it like it is. He tells it like it is on some Democrats. There's no question. Tell it like it is. But the Republicans are the one that are the worst, and he's flat out calling them out on it. And, you know, when somebody on your team, the captain of your team, the coach of your team, basically, says that about his players, you got to pay attention. Attention must be paid. Attention must be paid. That's a line from Death of a Salesman. It's a great line. Attention must be paid to John Boehner. John Boehner said, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, an absolute nut job. Given, by the way, the Presidential Medal. Just remember Rush Limbaugh was given a Presidential Medal by Trump at the State of the Union. And half the congressman just sat there in stony silence, and this fraud, this idiot gets up, Rush Limbaugh, and he pretends to be emotional. And Trump, with a straight face, says, you're a great American. He drove a racial knife into America. Trump said he was a great American. Well, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan got one of those medals, believe it or not. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan says, what, a great American? Then why is he called Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan? Why isn't he called Jim Jordan? Anyway, enough is enough. Boehner is calling it like he sees it, and I admire him for doing it. Admire him for doing it. Okay. Iran is back in nuclear talks in Vienna. In Vienna, a lot of developments, and I want to think about this very carefully and talk about it very carefully. Iran is developing nuclear weapons. There's no way, ifs or buts. They had some unexplained in their uranium enrichment program. Inspectors came in and they said, wait a minute, what is this? They saw something they hadn't seen before. It showed increased enrichment. Iran said, we don't have a comment at this time. And they momentarily suspended talks. They're down there building nuclear weapons. They're in Vienna. That's the good news, in negotiations to get the United States back in the talks. And Iran is saying, trying to save face, saying that we should somehow lift the sanctions first and then they'll think about it. We're saying, no, they got to get back into the talks with us and then we'll lift the sanctions. But here's the thing. Here's the dirty little secret. All of this is an opportunity for Iran not to be bombed. If they come close to deployment of a nuclear weapon, we and Western Europe and NATO and Israel will have no choice but to stop it. Over the weekend and the last couple of days, the nuclear development facility went dark. It's possible as Israel, as possible as us, who knows who it was. But it reminds me of when North Korea launched a missile and it went up about 100 feet and went psst and just fell. It was a signal from us that we can control their computers if we have to. So if we can do it that way, great. But what Iran's got to understand is that this is not for our benefit. This is for Iran's benefit. And I think that message is being conveyed to them. They cannot be permitted, absolutely cannot be permitted to have nuclear weapons. This is a country. They're essentially at war with Saudi Arabia, Sunni country. They're a Shiite country. Iran is the center of Shiite Islam. Only 10% of the world's Muslims are Shiites. 90% are Sunnis. Vicious fighting between them. Let's calm this all down over there. The Iranian people are good people. We don't want war. But we cannot and will not tolerate nuclear weapons in Iran. Coming to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. They're gonna carry me to my grave, born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. They brought me for bad luck.